name is Melanie Rife, and I'm the Administrative Project for the Utah Public Service Commission. Welcome to all of you for our hearing this morning in docket 14-230301. This is the hearing in the matter of the Utah Division of Public Utilities petition for increased USF distribution to Hanksville Telecom, Inc. Let's start by taking appearances from council, and typically we start with the company, and that's just fine. I just wanted to make note that it is a petition by the division, so if the division would like to head off, that's also fine.
We can start, and I think as far as presenting our case, maybe the division should probably put on our witness first.
Okay, Mr. Jetter, would you like to add?
Sure. I'm Justin Jetter, and I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me is Bill Duncan, the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you.
Kira Slauson from Blackburn and Stahl, and with me is Brock Johansson, the CEO of Hanksville Telecom, Inc.
Thank you.
Brent Coleman with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services. With me is Michelle Beck, the director of the office.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. And we understand today is a big day for you.
It's a day.
We're pleased to have you here. Okay, so at your leisure, Mr. Jetter.
Thank you. Division would like to call Bill Duncan.
Good morning, Mr. Duncan. Are you prepared to testify this morning?
Yes.
Great. Would you kindly raise your right hand, please? And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Duncan, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Bill Duncan. I'm the manager of the telecom section of the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
And have you prepared a brief statement? Well, let me get... I guess let's do the comment. Have you prepared a restatement?
Yes, I have.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'll start with some of the case history from this docket. On December 11th, 2013, representatives of Hanksville Telecom approached the division to review the current situation of telephone service in Hanksville. Hanksville management represented to the division that Hanksville had been losing money for several years. However, the losses were small and were not worth the expense required to remedy the situation by filing a rate case. During 2013, Hanksville management determined that the equipment upgrades were necessary in order to maintain adequate and reliable service to the citizens of Hanksville City. These upgrades commenced in 2013 and will be finalized in 2014. The cost of these upgrades would increase the losses experienced by the company. However, management was still reluctant to file a rate case with the Utah Public Service Commission, stating the cost of filing would far exceed their expected recovery. As a result of this meeting, the Utah Division of Public Utilities offered to audit the records of Hanksville prior to filing to determine possible recovery through rates and or Utah USF. During the ensuing months, the division requested and received various accounting and financial records from Hanksville, including general ledger, trial balance, continuing property records, and audited financial statements. The company also provided worksheets detailing proposed rate of return, rate base, and revenue requirement calculations. The company also provided detail of adjustments to operations to normalize 2013 as an appropriate test year. The division reviewed these documents and made other appropriate adjustments. The division and the company collaborated on several issues to come to a mutually agreeable resolution. On March 12th and 13th of 2014, Division Auditors conducted a field review of the company at its home office in Orangeville, Utah. During that visit, two representatives from the division traveled to Hanksville and verified the equipment upgrades had been placed in 2013. A recommendation. As a result of this audit, the division has concluded that the Hanksville revenue requirement is deficient by $85,253. Division recommends that this deficiency be recovered through future rate increases of $6,699, and an annual Utah USF distribution of $78,544. Some of the history on Hanksville. Hanksville Telecom consists of a single central office serving the citizens of Hanksville City, located in Wayne County. Hanksville Telecom originated when Emory Telecom purchased the exchange from U.S. West. The Utah PSC approved this transaction on September 6, 2000, in docket 99049-65. Hanksville currently serves only 94 total access lines, 56 residential and 38 business. Hanksville is a remote, isolated community, 138 miles south of Orangeville and 57 miles southwest of Green River. The closest city to the west is Torrey, 48 miles away through Capitol Reef National Park. Due to the extreme isolation of the community and geology prevalent in southeastern Utah, providing reliable service to this community is challenging. Prior to 2013, Hanksville connected to the telephone network via analog microwave radio routed through South Central Utah Telephone Association's network. Service had become unreliable due to equipment and power failures. In 2013, the company spent $142,773 on equipment upgrades. These upgrades consisted primarily of radio equipment, power equipment, both battery and generator, and building security and monitoring upgrades in Hanksville and Teasdale, Teasdale is actually the site of a microwave link. Division auditors verified these pieces of equipment were in place and working during the field audit of March 2014. These upgrades are detailed in the division's Exhibit 5 that was filed with the petition. The company will spend approximately $210,881 in equipment upgrades in 2014. These expenditures will continue to be used towards digital microwave transmission equipment, including towers, poles, and backup power for various sites. The division has reviewed the bids submitted by vendors for these expenditures. These upgrades are detailed in the division's Exhibit 6 and was filed with the petition. In total, Hanksville will spend over $350,000 over a two-year period to provide reliable telephone service to the citizens of Hanksville. The division has reviewed these expenditures and believes they are just and reasonable. Cost recovery for these expenditures is a driving force behind this recommendation. And now turning to some of the details of how we calculated the amount of USF. The division recommends an overall return of 10.67% based on use of the methodology described in R-746-360-8A1. The company agrees with this figure. The division and company also agree on a rate base of $363,834, yielding a return on investment of $38,829. Rate base details are displayed in Exhibit 2 and rate return calculations in Exhibit 3 of the division petition. The division and Hanksville also agree on the following: the return on investment of $38,829. Plus projected taxes of $9,256, plus operating expenses of $144,000, $144,986, for a total revenue requirement of $193,071. If you subtract out their current operating revenues of $107,818, it leaves a revenue deficiency of $85,253. And these are displayed in Exhibit 1. Hanksville proposes 2013 as a representative test year. Both Hanksville and the division proposed and agreed upon several adjustments to revenue and expense to that test year. Hanksville is currently charging customer rates below the affordable base rate. The division has imputed revenue as if the company were charging the affordable base rate, and that can be seen in Exhibit 7 of the division petition. This results in $6,699 of imputed revenue. The division recommends that the remainder of the deficiency be funded through the Utah USF in the amount of $78,554, and that's an annual amount. Hanksville desires to increase customer rates to a level at or near the affordable base rate, but proposes to do so on a gradual basis and will file for those increases in separate dockets. The division has conducted a thorough review and audit of the books and records of Hanksville Telecom. This was completed without a formal filing, with the expectation of eliminating some of the expense associated with such a filing. It is important to note that the division completed the same level of review and audit as it would have if a formal application had been filed with the commission. The division recommends that the commission approve the recommendation and believes it is just, reasonable, and in the public interest.
Thank you,
Mr. Duncan.
Just to add a little bit of foundation here for the exhibits 1-8 that were attached to the division's petition. Are you familiar with all of those exhibits?
Yes.
And are those still accurate and an accurate reflection of the audit and results that the division
provided? Yes.
I believe you had mentioned all of those during your statement, except for Exhibit 8. And just to clarify, Exhibit 8 is also accurate.
Yes, Division 8, or Exhibit 8, is the audited financial statements from their independent auditor.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'd like to move at this time to enter those exhibits, confidential exhibits that were attached with DPU's petition for increased UUSF into the record of this hearing.
Any objection?
No, so long as they're treated as confidential, we have no objection.
Is that your attention, Mr. Chetty?
Yes, they are proprietary exhibits.
It would
be subject to the rules of confidentiality.
Okay.
With that, I believe Mr. Duncan is available now for cross-examination.
Okay, and for clarification, the submission along, the petition along with the exhibits are admitted.
Thank you.
And Mr. Duncan is available for cross-examination.
I just had one clarifying question. I believe that the, I may have misheard you, but I just wanted to clarify that the amount that the division and Hanksville have agreed to, or believe is in the public interest for USF distribution, is $78,554. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I have a typo on my statement that I read. It's $78,554. Rather than 544 that I've stated previously.
We have no other questions.
Thank you.
The office has no questions.
Okay. Mr. Duncan, just a couple of clarifying questions please. You had mentioned that Hanksville has 94 access lines, and then you quickly gave a breakdown as to how those break down. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yes, I think these are counts taken as of April when we were kind of in the middle of the audit, but it was uh, 56 residential lines and 38 business.
Okay.
I believe that's as of April when we were in the middle of this audit.
Okay, thank you. Also, with respect to the anticipated rate case, do you have a sense as to when that will be filed?
No, we had some conversations with Hanksville, and I think they have, they want to, I think this is still their plan, to raise the rates, but do it on a gradual basis rather than one fell swoop. And I don't know if their plans have changed or not.
Okay, and in order to do that, they would be seeking, I assume, authority from the commission?
Yes, they would file those in a normal rate case where they would have to make the filing, and customers would be noticed and that type of thing.
Right. Okay, thank you. And with respect to the exhibits, the proprietary exhibits that have been entered in this matter, which are attached to the petition that was filed with the commission on May 21st, 2014. Could you please clarify whether those documents were prepared by the division?
They were. Yes, they were prepared by the division.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Lawson?
Thank you. We have to testify on behalf of the company, Brock Johansson.
Thank you. I'm not sure if your microphone is on.
Is it on?
Yes.
Is that better?
That is much better. Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Johansson. Would you kindly raise your right hand, please? And do you swear to tell the truth during your testimony?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Johansson. Can you please state your name and position with Hanksville Telecom for the record?
My name is Brock Johansson. I'm the CEO of Hanksville Telecom. My business address is 445 East, SR29, Orangeville, Utah, 84537.
And what is the purpose of your testimony today?
I will offer support for the petition for the USF distribution filed by the Division of Public Utilities in this matter and confirm the company's belief that the USF distribution sought in this matter is in the public interest.
And can you, Mr. Duncan has provided a more detailed history of the proceedings in this matter, but could you provide a brief history in this matter?
Yes. For several years, Hanksville Telecom has been under-earning as a rate of return regulated company. Unfortunately, with fewer than 100 access lines, it would not be cost-effective for Hanksville to seek a rate increase and increase Utah USF through a rate case proceeding with the Public Service Commission in Utah. Based on my experience with rate cases, the costs and fees associated with rate cases could easily exceed the amount sought by Hanksville. I had several conversations with the division about this dilemma. In late 2013, I began working informally with the division on review of the Hanksville operations books and records. The division worked with my accounting department and conducted a thorough audit of Hanksville's books and records. We provided documents to the division, informally answered questions, and met with the division several times. The division also conducted an on-site review of the books and records. Based on this thorough review of the Hanksville operations, the division determined that Hanksville was entitled to a Utah USF draw of $78,554 annually.
Have you reviewed the petition and the exhibits filed by the division in this matter?
Yes.
Okay, and do the exhibits that were prepared by the division accurately reflect the books, records, and operations at Hanksville?
Yes.
Do you agree with the division's petition?
Yes, an annual distribution of $78,554 from the Utah Universal Service Fund is essential to permit Hanksville to continue to provide telecommunications services at just and reasonable rates and to recover its reasonable cost of service and a reasonable rate of return on the value of its property devoted to public use. We believe this number is supported by the books and records, and we support the division's petition.
And with regard to the rates that Hanksville is currently charging, is Hanksville currently charging the base affordable rate that has been set by the commission in other proceedings?
No.
Is Hanksville going to raise its rates?
No, not at this time. We believe that the current economic realities in Hanksville will not support a rate increase, so we are not seeking a rate increase at this time. We have agreed to impute the revenue we would have received from a rate increase rather than increasing the rates at this time.
In the event that you determine that the economic realities in Hanksville will support a rate increase, will you come back to the commission to seek approval for such rate case?
Yes.
Do you believe that the annual USF distribution in the amount of $78,554 is just and reasonable and in the public interest?
Yes.
And do you have any other comments regarding this matter?
Just one. I appreciate the cost-effective manner in which this matter is proceeded.
Mr. Johansson is available for cross-examination.
No questions from the division.
The office has no questions.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions for you, please, Mr. Johansson. With respect to the amount that Hanksville is seeking through the petition filed by the division, could you tell me, is it the company's intention that that money will be used for USF purposes only?
Yes, that's what it will be used for providing telecommunication services in Hanksville.
Okay. So to the extent that you've indicated that you're not currently charging base rates and that at some point you do intend to come forward, are these monies intended to offset the fact that you're not charging, not currently charging a base rate?
No.
Okay. And do you have any sense when the company may be filing? I know you mentioned that you don't currently have a plan to do that, but do you have a long-range plan as to when you may be filing?
No, as I stated in my testimony, the area economically has experienced a downturn. They had some flooding, some other things a couple years ago, and it's just never recovered. So we don't feel like I've met with the city council and others down there, and Hanksville Telecom does not feel like the economy of Hanksville justifies an increase right now.
Thank you, Mr. Johansson. Are there any follow-up questions for Mr. Johansson? Okay, thank you. Mr. Coleman?
The office would call Ms. Michelle Beck.
Good morning, Ms. Beck. Nice to see you this morning, and thank you. Do you swear to tell the truth during your testimony?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. Ms. Beck, will you state your name and professional title for the record, please?
Michelle Beck, I'm the director of the Utah Office of Consumer Services.
And as the director of the office, did you direct and oversee the drafting and submission of initial comments submitted by the office dated July 21st, 2014?
Yes, I did.
And as well as the reply comments submitted by the office dated August 5th, 2014?
Yes.
Do you have any changes or modifications to the comments or the presentation from the office in those comments?
No.
At this time, the office would move those initial and reply comments into the record to be submitted for the record.
Any objection? None. They're admitted.
Do you have a brief position statement for the record today from the office?
Yes, I do. The office supports the increase of 78,554 in the Utah USF funding for Hanksville Telecom. However, as we noted several times in our comments, the office's support for this abbreviated process is using this docket is limited to this Hanksville request. I will note that in our initial comments, we provided a position statement regarding process, including some recommendations for parameters and criteria for an expedited filing that could be used in the future. Those ideas were presented in an effort to provide transparent policy development and to begin larger discussions on the topic with all stakeholders. The office specifically requests that the commission not take any action in this docket or at this time regarding those ideas presented. So in summary, the office does support the request as being just and reasonable and in the public interest.
At this time, Ms. Beck would be available for any cross-examination questions or questions from the commission.
Thank you.
Ms.
Wilson? No questions. Mr. Jenner?
No questions from the division.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Beck. Is there anything further to come before the commission?
Not from the company.
Mr. Jetter?
Nothing further from the division.
Okay. Mr. Coleman?
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, although we have had a number of parties who have gone on the record, I do want to open this part of the hearing to the extent that there may be individuals present who haven't addressed the commission and may wish to do so. So just for the record, I wish to ask whether there is anyone here who wishes to speak to the application, who has not already done so, or who otherwise wishes to make an objection to the application. Hearing none, the commission will assume that there is no objection, and we will take the matter under advisement. We'll be off the record, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do wish to